Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. We're going to have a 21st century concert on this program. We'll hear two recent American works, the Concerto for Orchestra by Jennifer Higdon and Chanted Rituals for Trumpet and Percussion by Vivian Fung. Jennifer Higdon was born in 1962 in Brooklyn, New York, but grew up in the mountains of East Tennessee. She now lives in Philadelphia and is on the faculty of the Curtis Institute of Music. She performs on the flute and conducts in addition to composing. After receiving a degree in flute from Bowling Green State University and an artist diploma from the Curtis Institute of Music, she earned her MA and PhD from the University of Pennsylvania in composition. Her composition teachers included George Crumb and Ned Roram. She is the recipient of awards including the Pew Fellowship, a Guggenheim Fellowship, and two awards from the American Academy of Arts and Letters. Her orchestral work, Shine, was named Best New Piece of the Year in USA Today's Top Picks in Classical Music for 1996. Her works are recorded on 24 discs. Some of her recent commissions include works for the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Atlanta Symphony, the Brooklyn Philharmonic, the Pittsburgh Symphony, the Baltimore Symphony, the National Symphony Orchestra, St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, 8th Blackbird, the Cypress String Quartet, the Ying Quartet, and the American Guild of Organists, and the Veradero Trio. Her current commissions include works for the Brooklyn Philharmonic, the Chicago Symphony at Ravinia, the Pittsburgh Symphony, and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. Higdon's Concerto for Orchestra was premiered in Philadelphia in June 2002, commissioned by the Philadelphia Orchestra in celebration of its centennial. In writing the piece, she worked closely with each of the orchestra's principal players, tailoring their solo moments to their particular strengths and affinities. A major work almost 35 minutes long, it has five movements laid out in a symmetrical arch, similar to the construction of Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra. It's a big, energetic, colorful piece, extremely well-crafted. The first movement was the last to be composed. It took writing the other four movements to create a clear picture of what was needed to start this virtuosic tour de force, she said. The second movement is for only strings. It opens pizzicato. A solo violin enters with a bowed melody, and the other players make the change at different times until all are playing with a bow. The middle movement is the first movement that Higdon wrote. Each principal player has a brief solo before the various sections are featured. Woodwinds first, and then, after a full orchestra section, the strings, and finally the brass. The fourth movement is all for percussion instruments. It begins with a sort of glass harmonica sound, wonderfully atmospheric, and an ear refresher from the intense activity of the previous movements. As the players gradually move from pitched to non-pitched instruments, the tempo begins to accelerate. This speed-up comes in steps, meant to resemble the effect of a victrola being wound up, says the composer. The last movement begins with the entrance of the violins. The movement features the entire orchestra. The tempo increases until it ends up going twice as fast as it began and ends with a flourish. Let's listen to it now. Jennifer Higdon's Concerto for Orchestra, written this very century in a new recording by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra conducted by Robert Spano.